Also, okay, let me look at the Gemara first. Okay. Yirei Shamayim Yetze Yidei Shneim is a we are on Lamed Tes on Beis. That is a pasuk in Koheles. And the Medrash Rabba comments on that pasuk, Zera Babo Bekisrin. And the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page in the Medrash Rabba have two pshatim. So the simple pshat in the Medrash is that the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah says that there was a Machloikin Satanoim. What is Truah supposed to be? It says Yom Truah Yelachem. Yom Tagmina Yom Yabava. The Gemara quotes that the Tagmunkel says a day of crying, and the different forms of crying. Some people cry, it sounds like Shvarim. Some people cry, it sounds like Truah. Some people cry, it sounds like Shvarim Truah. So Rabba Bo made a takona. Zer Rabba Bo Bikisrin. He lived in the city of Kisrin in Eretz Israel. So he made a takona. You should blow all the possibilities. You should blow Tashrat 3 times, and Tashat 3 times, and Tarat 3 times. So the same in our Gemara. The Gemara had a machlokes when you have the simple pshat in the Gemara. It's a hider mitzvah to say hamotzi an shlema. And it's a hider, that's Rabbi Yochanan thinks. And Rav Huna thinks that it's not. He thinks it's a hider mitzvah to say bracha an a pas gedola, as opposed to Paskatana. If you have a choice of eating A or B, so more bekovedikas to say the bracha on the shlema. Sometimes you want to save the shlema for tomorrow, or you're going to have guests, or you want to save it for Shabbos, or Lacha Mishnah, so you don't have a choice. So then you say hamotzi on the prusa. But if you have a toss-up, it's a choice, either to say the bracha on the shlema, to say the bracha on the prusa. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's a mitzvah min amufcha to say the bracha on the shlema. Shlema mitzvah min amufcha. And the first Rav Huna thinks that it's not. But he thinks that it's a mitzvah min amufcha to say the bracha on the gedola, pas gedola. So what if you have gedola versus shlema? So then it's perhaps a machloike samar, right? So then they say, Yereshimayim yesudei shenayim, this is mar barabashi, mar barabina, mar beid rabina. He would be minir prusa p'tach ha-shlema, but he wanted to satisfy the both opinions. That's what it means. They're quoting that, they're using that pasuk in Koheles, Reishimayim Yetzideh Shneim. In the pasuk, it doesn't mean that. But the Medrash on Koheles takes it like that, uses that expression in that sense. You want to satisfy the both opinions. Then the Gemara says, so Tosfos raises an issue here of chavilos chavilos. That's a Gemara in Arbei Pesachim. The Gemara says it's not proper. Ain't no mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So Gemara says it's not proper to recite Birchas Hamazon at Shalashudis ala kos, and then to say Havdalah on the same kos. You should say Birchas Hamazon ala kos on one kos and Havdalah on a different kos. When you have Yontab Shecholiyas B'Matzoy Shabbos, so we say both Havdalah and Kiddush on the same coast. So the Gemara asks, isn't that a violation of Chavilas Chavilas? Because if it would have been a normal Yontif, you would have said Kiddush Alakos. If it would have been a normal Matzoy Shabbos, you would have said Havdalah Alakos. Each one by itself requires a coast. Here you have Yontab Shecholiyas B'Matzoy Shabbos. You're going to say Havdalah because it's Matzoy Shabbos. You're going to say Kiddush because it's Yontif. Why don't you need two koses? The Gemara says, no, that's an exception to the rule, because the Kiddush and Havdalah are related to each other. He's saying that Shabbos is different from the rest of the week. He's saying that Yontif is different from the rest of the weekdays. So Kiddush and Havdalah, the Kiddush for Leil Yontif and Havdalah from Tzai Shabbos, at least they're related in themes, that there are Yomim, Kedoshim, and Yimeichol. So that's not a violation. But the Gemara says, if you recite Birchas Hamazon Alakos, and you say Havdalah Alakos, that's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So that's what Tosfos and Arvid Pesachim quotes from the piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem. We call him Rabbi Yosef Bonfi. So it's a French name, a Goyish family name. So the Balei HaTosfos translated it. Bonfi is Tuvelem, a good boy. So he wrote a piyut for Shabbos HaGadol that they used to say in all the shuls. And the Balei HaTosfos wrote Pirushim on the piyut. You have in the Orzorua long pages. The Orzorua has big pages. So he has long perushim on the piyut for Shabbos HaGadol, he runs through all of the dinim of Hilchos Pesach, all the dinim of the Seder. So in the Piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, it says, why did the Chachamim introduce karpas? What motivated the Chachamim to introduce karpas? Because you're going to eat, you have to eat maror in the middle of the meal. Why do you have to eat maror in the middle of the meal? Why can't you have maror before matzah? So the Rashbam says no. It's supposed to have matzah first and maror, because that's how it says in the Chumash. Matzah, samram yachlu, that's the seder lechatchil. First you have matzah, then you have maror. But the yevid, if you have it shaloy la seder, you also be yotze. If you have maror first, then matzah, yotze. But lechatchil is supposed to have matzah first and then maror. So whenever you normally, all week long, whenever you say hamoitz and you eat something in the middle of the meal, usually assume dvarim haboy machmas hasud, you don't have to say another bracha. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim assumes in his piyut for Shabbos HaGadol that maror is not considered dvarim haboy machmas hasud. It doesn't make sense that anybody should want to eat it in the middle of a meal. So therefore, it's only for the sake of the mitzvah of maror. So therefore, you have to say bor pe adama over the maror. But you can't say two brachas on the same piece of maror. You're going to say bari pri hadoma, so that maror is a cheftu shal mitzvah for the mitzvah of brichas hanenin. Like our gemara, we're assuming that the first piece of food that you eat after you recite the bracha is the cheftu shal mitzvah of the mitzvah of brichas hanenin. So that's why we say it's a hider mitzvah to have a shlema. If you can either say hamotzi on a shlema or a prusa, so it's preferable to say on a shlema. Or if you can have either say hamotzi on chitim or on tzorim, so it's preferable to say on chitim, because that's the seder hapsukim. Eretz chita, tzorim, gefen, tenrim. So chita precedes tzorim, so it's a mitzvah min amuvchor. Or the first madama, Rabbi Yosef, Ravuna, says, if it's a toss-up between saying hamotzi on a gigantic piece of challah, they're both cut, they're both prusas, but one is a big piece, one is a smaller piece, so to heed the mitzvah to say the bracha on the larger piece. Not only on Shabbos, all week long. It's a hidden mitzvah. If you're going to eat an orange, it's preferable to say par pi weitz when the orange is shleima, rather than to cut it up in little pieces and say the bracha when it's already a pusa. Even though, on the other hand, if it's a shleima, then you say the bracha, then you have to be mafsik in between the end of the bracha and the eating, because you're not going to bite into the whole orange. You have to cut a little piece. So it's preferable to say the bracha on the orange when it's a shleima, and make a little bit of a hepsik in between the birchas hanen and the eating, rather than to cut a slice out from the orange in advance and say the bracha on a prus. So you see from the whole Amud Gemara, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, that the first bit of food that you eat is considered a cheftu shel mitzvah with respect to the mitzvah, with the rabbanon that are reciting birchas hanen. That's why we want a hider mitzvah. Just like there's a hidden mitzvah to have a beautiful tefillin, hidden mitzvah to have a beautiful tefillin zekel, there's a hidden mitzvah to have a mor b'kavadik apple, a mor b'kavadik slice of bread, to say hamotzi over, it should be chita instead of sor, it should be shleima instead of prusa, it should be gdola instead of ktana. So the food is the cheftu shel mitzvah for the brichos hanen, and so Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim came up with this idea that the maror is eaten after hamoitzi, because that's how it says in the pasuk, hamatzah maror miyachlu, first matzah and then bor. And nonetheless, even though you eat the maror in the middle of the meal after it's on hamoitzi, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim assumes that it's not dvarim habay machmas asuda, it requires who eats bitter herbs in the middle of the meal. So that's, it should be really required bar pihadoma. But you can't say bar pradama and then say alachilas mar on the same piece of mar, because that's a violation of chavilas. Chavilas, you're using the same chefta shal mar to fulfill two different mitzvahs, a mitzvah bichas anen and a mitzvah mar. So that's what motivated the chacham to introduce karpas. So you say bar pradama and you have in mind that this should cover the mar. Tosfos there disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim totally, from A to Z. They disagree everything he said. So I said, first of all, that's not a violation of chavilus chavilus if you say birchas hanenin. They say that we do it all the time. You say bar pagav and then you say kiddush. Our Tosfos is debating. They're arguing with that. They say kiddush and abdol. It's always like that. Whenever you have a bracha lakot, you say bar pagav and you say kiddush. You say bar pagav and you say abdol. So even though the Gemara does consider the food that you're eating as a cheftu shel mitzvah with respect to the mitzvah birchas hanenin, and that's why we say that we consider it a hidra mitzvah, that it should be chita instead of sarah, it should be shleim instead of prusa, it should be gdov instead of tana. It is a hidra mitzvah, but still, that's not called chavilus chavilus. Araya Tosa says, every time you have a bracha on the kos, you say bar per gofen, and then you say the Kiddush. So Tosa disagrees with the whole premise of Rabbi Yosef Tuvel. Then they disagree, they say, when you have the maror after hamoitzi, you don't have to say bar per adam on the maror. It is dvarim habayim machmas hasudim. Rabbi Yosef Tuvel holds that it's the bitter vegetables, it's not normal for a person to eat it. So Tosa gives two explanations why it is dvarim habayim machmas, two versions of the answer. So one version is that people eat vegetable salad in the middle of a meal. Not so bitter. The bitter herbs are not so bitter. It's normal to eat it in the middle of the meal. Then Tosis has another suggestion. And even if it would even if it really be very bitter herbs, and it's not normal to eat it in the middle of the meal, it tastes awful, but that's on their meal, that's on their menu tonight. The Rabban Shalom drew up the menu, and he said, first matzah, and then morah. So you have to eat morah after hamoitzi. And the halacha says the bala, the Rabban Shalom is the balabas. So he put it on the menu. So it's dvarim habayim machmas hasudim halachically, even if in metzias it's not. Al pi din, it's called dvarim habayim machmas hasudim. So that's what Tosfos disagrees mikovakov. But then they disagree with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. They say you eat the karpas in the beginning of the meal. Then you're going to have the maror way later when you dip the karpas into the water. So the maror says you have to wash with dabshe tevula b'mashke. So then the maror raises the question. So why do you wash again? When you want to eat hamoitzi al achilas matzah, you just wash before for dabshe tevula b'mashke. So the Gemara says that there's a hesach hadas in between the dabshe, the netilas yadayim for the karpas, which is dabshe tevula b'mashke, and the hamoitzi is going to be a hesach hadas. So Tosfos thought if it's a hesach hadas for netilas yadayim, then it should be a hesach hadas with respect to the bracha bar pi adama also. He said bar pi adama on the karpas, and you want that bracha to cover the maror. If Yosef Tuvelim thinks that bracha is supposed to cover the maror later, but the Gemara says hesach hadas. Obviously, if Yosef Tuvelim thinks it's hesach hadas from the shmiras hayadayim, because yadayim haskani is hain. So it's going to take 45 minutes from the time that you dip the karpas into the salt water until you get the hamotzi later. So maybe m'shem anogam emakam samachusim shebeguf. Maybe you touch the little baby, the little children there roaming around in the middle of the meal. So it's a hesach hadas when the shmir is hayudan. But Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim thinks that it's not a hesach hadas when the bracha. And Tosfos thinks it is a hesach hadas when the bracha. So that's a question. According to Tosfos, there's a hesach hadas when the bracha. He said, bari pri hadoma on the karpas, and then you're going to, and then the mora in the middle of the meal is going to be, will be covered with the hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, because it is dvam haboy machmas asuda. So that, and there's a hesach hadas in between, so you really ought to say bar nefashis. Really ought to say bar nefashis after you finish eating the karpas. According to Yosef Tuvelim, you can't say bar nefashis. That bar piadam is supposed to relate to the moral later. It's only hesach hadas from the shmiras hayadayim. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara never meant to say this hesach hadas from achila. It's not true. So it's a machlokes. Is that considered a hesach hadas or not? So that's where the Maharam Rutmer, quoted by the Hagos Maimon, he came up with the suggestion that when you eat the karpas, you should have less than a kazayis. Because if you're going to have more than a kazayis, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, there's no problem. He says, bar pi adam on the karpas, and it covers the maror. And since part of the maror is in the middle of the meal, dvarim habayim machmas, it's not dvarim habayim machmas hasuda, but it is in the middle of the meal, so it's covered with the birchas hamazon at the end. It is covered. Let's say you have ice cream at the end of the meal. So ice cream is not dvarim habayim machmas hasuda. It's not covered with hamoitzi. Dvarim habayim machmas hasuda is food that you eat to fill yourself up. The whole purpose of the bread is to fill yourself up. So you have soup, and then you have fish, and then you have meat, and then you have vegetable salad. It's all the things that you eat in the middle of the meal. Then you have the ice cream at the end of the meal. You have a cake at the end of the meal. That's not to fill yourself up. That's as a snack. So you got to say bar minimum on the cake at the end. You have to say shakal on the ice cream, bar who eats on the fruit, whatever you have for dessert at the end of the meal. But you don't say bracha achreina after the dessert. It's covered with the brachas hamoz and tins. According to Yosef Tuvelim, when you say hu adam on the karpas, there's no hesach hadas from eating. There's only hesach hadas from shmiras hayadayim. There's no hesach hadas from eating. So the bar pi adam on the karpas is going to cover the maror that he's going to eat in the middle of the meal, and the maror is not dvarim habayim machmas hasuda. So it should have needed a hadama. So we said the hadama before the karpas, but even though it's not, it's like dessert. you eat something in the middle of the meal. Let's say a person in the middle of the meal has a drink of schnapps. Totally unrelated, which is l'chaim, whatever. It's totally unrelated to the meal, so you have to say a brocha and schnapps. That's dvarim habayim shaloi machmas asuda. You got to say a brocha. Some of the kids from Shulchan Aruch quotes, some communities have such a strong meaning that whenever you have fish, you have a little schnapps after it. So since the fish is dvarim habayim machmas asuda, and you must have schnapps after the fish, that's considered, the schnapps is also considered dvarim habayim machmas asuda. Okay, that's a question. But let's say you have schnapps not in connection with any gefilte fish. Just have schnapps in the middle of the meal. Then you have to have bracha on the schnapps, whatever bracha you say on the schnapps. You've got to say a separate bracha. But when you say a separate bracha rishayin, you don't say bracha achrayin because it's covered with the birch samazim. So the birch samazim will cover the karpas that you had in the beginning also. But according to Tosfos, that there's a hesra chalas from eating also, so the birch adama and the karpas will not cover the moror at all. So you're going to have a machleika. Then you should say barnefoshes after the karpas, if you have a kazayas. So that's why the Maharam came up with this suggestion. Maharam Rutmerg, the Rebbe of the Hagos Maimini. So Hagos Maimini and the Rama quotes this, that he came up with the suggestion you should eat less than a kazayas of karpas. It's not a mitzvah sachila. Maror, the Mishnah says on Daf Lametesim with Aleph Himsochem. The Mishnah lists off five different vegetables that are acceptable for maror. Then it says, we call them mitzvah from the kazayis. So you see that you need a kazayis for maror. Matzah, the Gemara says, for sure you need a kazayis. Also call them mitzvah from, have a little matzah made from chitim, a little matzah made from sorg, little matzah. Liket mikulam, kazayis. Where do we have that Gemara? Liket mikulam kazayis. So it's yotzei dechavasa de Pesach. That was on the Lamed Zayin on the base. Liket mikulam kazayis. So yotzei dechavasa. There's a matzah needs kazayis, a mara needs kazayis. Karpas doesn't need kazayis. Karpas is not a mitzvah sachila. The Rambam writes that karpas needs kazayis. It's a pella. Why did the Rambam say karpas is not a mitzvah sachila? So apparently the Rambam thinks that once the Chachamim introduced the need for karpas, the Gemara gives a different reason why you need karpas. If Yosef Tovelma says the reason why you need karpas is to cover the Bar Pi'adoma on the Morar, which needs its own bracha, even though it comes after Hamoitzi, and you can't say the both brachas on the Morar, because that would be a violation of Chavilos. Chavilos, you have to say the Bar Pi'adoma on a different vegetable before you say Hamoitzi. So you say the Bar Pi'adoma on the Karpas. That's why Karpas comes into the scene. The Gemara says a different reason for Karpas. No, the Gemara says, Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikas. You do something strange. The children know, all year long, Shabbos Yantav, the father says, kids, then everybody goes and they wash. They don't eat karpas before. After Kiddush, you say Hamotzi. Why are you having karpas over him? You wash and then you have karpas. So the Gemara says, Kadesh Yishal Tanoikas, to keep them awake. So doesn't that contradict Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam? So apparently he thinks, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam thinks that the Gemara is asking, why do you have karpas so early in the Seder? Kadesh Urchatz karpas. Karpas, right after Kiddush, you say, why don't you... Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam says, what motivated the Chacham to introduce karpas? Say Bar Pi'adoma. So after you say Gal Yisrael, after the second cup of wine, Gal Yisrael, instead of going to wash and say Hamotzi Alachilas Matzah, you should really eat karpas then. If what Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam said is the only reason for karpas, that you have to say Bar Pi'adoma before Hamotzi, you have to say on something. So you say before Hamotzi. If you're going to have karpas in the middle of the meal, the karpas is dvarim habayim machmas asuda. That's normal vegetables. So you're not going to say bar pi'adoma on that. That's dvarim habayim machmas asuda. On the morer, that's not normal. That's not dvarim habayim machmas asuda. You've got to say bar pi'adoma. But you can't say two brachas on one thing. That's a violation of chavilus. So that's why you need karpas. Because Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam should have had the karpas after the second course of wine, Gal Yisrael, before you wash for bread. So the Gemara is explaining, why do you have karpas all the way in the beginning, right after the Kiddush? Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikas. The Gemara was only asking on the location. But why do you have karpas? That's not the reason, Kadesh Yishalo Atinoikas. The reason why you need karpas, in order to say the Bar Pi'adoma. Yeah, what does Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam do with the Taina of Tosfos? Tosfos says, Birchas Hanenen is never about, even though the Gemara says there is an inyan of Hida Mitzvah, to have Shlema, to have Chitim instead of Sarim, to have a Gedoilom, they see that there is an Inyan. We consider the food that you eat as if it's a Heftzah Shal Mitzvah, And you say there's an inyan of hida mitzvah to have shleima and to have chita instead of sa'arim. So Tosfos said, despite the fact that you have the whole daf gemara like that, it's still not considered, eating the food is not considered a mitzvah, that should constitute a violation of enosa mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. But right, from Kiddush and Abdullah is always like that. You always say bar piaglofen and then you say the Kiddush. So you see, that's not a violation of chavilus chavilus. Takatela. What is Rabbi Yosef Tevelin going to do with that taina? Tosfos has it over here with the Kiddush. So then it seems that his hakdama to his Imre Shefer, hakdama to his Biur on the Haggadah, he says apparently Rabbi Yosef Tevelin thinks that the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and Abdullah is an integral part of the Kiddush. Kach tikna chacham. Kiddush has to have Bar Piagofen. Over here, it's not that the bar pre-hadoma is an integral part of the Birchas HaMitzvah of Achilas Marah. No, it's not. It's not. And what about, let's say you say, HaMotzi al Achilas Matzah, why isn't that a violation of Chavilas Chavilas? You're saying HaMotzi al Achilas Matzah and the same thing. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, that on Pesach night there are two distinct mitzvahs, one mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. You have to have either kezayis or kebetza, yosim or kebetza. There are three opinions. How much pas, how much lechem do you have to eat every Shabbos, every yontif for the Suda Shabbos? The one opinion is kezayis, one opinion is kebetza, one opinion is yosim or kebetza. Pashtus is yosim or kebetza, because where they get kebetza from? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, achilas aroi, you're permitted to eat chutz l'sukkah. Achilas kevah, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Kama achilas aroi. So the Gemara says, if you're eating bread, ad kebetza is called achilas aroi. You can eat it chutz l'sukkah. They used to have a snack, to have a gobble down a little bit of bread before they went to shir. So the Gemara says, that little bit of bread, you say hamoitzan a little, you say hamoitzan a crumb also, but that little bit of bread is called achilas aroi, up until and including kebetza as achilas aroi. Yosem kebetza is called achilas aroi. So the Rishonim assume, since up until and including kebetza as achilas aroi, it's only called achilas kevah, more than a kebetza. So they assume that Suda Shabbos Suda Yontif has to be achilas kevah. It shouldn't be just achilas aroi. The other opinion of Rishonim is no, kezayis. Kezayis. We call it tarkulat shir achilas kezayis. So you have to eat a kezayis of bread. So the Rosh in the end of Psochem says, and the Mechaber quotes in Nochas Pesach, at Pesach night, when you say Hamotzi al achilas matzah, you have to eat two kezayis because of chavilas chavilas. One kezayis for the mitzvah suda on Yontif, so Pesach night is like any other Shabbos and Yontif, that there's a mitzvah to have a suda. And one kezayis is for the lechem oini. So you really need two different kezayis. It's taka einosim, it is. Einosim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You cannot be yotze with the same kezayis. The two mitzvahs are suda Shabbos and achilas matzah. You have to have two separate kezayis. The Rosh is working with the assumption that kezayis is enough for Suda Shabbos. He says you have to have two kezayis, one kezayis for the Suda Shabbos and one kezayis for the mitzvah matzah. Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that Rosh. He points out in Shulchan Aruch it says you have to have five kezayis of matzah on the Seder night. When you say hamotzi al achilas matzah, you need one kezayis for hamotzi, that's for the Yom Tov, and one kezayis for achilas matzah. Two different kezayisim. Tosfos says, you're not really saying the two brachas on the same challah. The brachas on the two shleimas, our practice is we have three matzahs in the beginning, then we make yachatz and we break one of them, so we have 2.5 matzahs. So the Suda Shabbos, you're saying hamoitzi, and you're having Suda Shabbos from the two shleimas. And then you're being yotze, the mitzvah matzah from the trusa. So when you say Hamotzi al achilas matzah, you're not saying the two brachas on the same matzah. We have 2.5 matzahs. We start off with three, and you break one. The Rambam in the Rif and Vilna Goyen and Valosh, and that was the meaning of the Vilna Goyen. Rabbi Moshe did like that. Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Soloveitchik, their family tradition rooted in Valosh, rooted in the Vilna Goyen. Two opinions in Tosfos. In Arab Psochem. So they started with 2 matzahs. Then they broke one, they only have 1.5 matzahs. Everybody else starts with 3 matzahs, they break one, they have 2.5. So when they say alachilas, when they say hamoitzi, that goes on the 2 shleimas. And then when they say alachilas matzah, that goes on the prusa. So it goes on 2 different, and yidikazais from this, and yidikazais from that. Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that Rosh. He thinks that Rov HaRishonim don't agree with the Rosh. He thinks that you don't need two Kazais. But the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch, you need five Kazais in that Pesach. Like two Kazais and one for the Sudas Yontif from the Shlema, and one from the Prusa for the Mitzvah of Lechem Ayni, and the two different Mitzvahs, Sudas Yontif Lechud and Matzah Lechud. And then you need a Kazais of Matzah for the Koirach. And then you need two kezaisim for the afikoyman. Why do you need two kezaisim for the afikoyman? So the Maharil, there's a sefer Maharil that's called Drushes Maharil. There were Shadus and Chubas of the Maril that were written by the Maril himself. And the Maril starts in this and Yosef, and it goes in order of the months of the year. And he tells you when you say Tachtana, when you say Slichas, and when you say Kinnis, and which Kinnis you say, which Slichas you say. And you don't say Tachtana, and so on. So that's good. That was written by one of the Talmidim of the Maril. And every so often he makes a mistake and he writes something incorrectly. So here he writes the name of the Maril, that when you have the Afikoman at the end of the day, you should have two Kazaisim. Zechel of Korban Pesach, that they always used to have two kezaisim of the Korban Pesach. So the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, they both think that the Maharil must have, the Talmud must have made a mistake. Where does it say that you eat two kezaisim of a Korban Pesach? It says, Mishocha kezais yotzi, eat one kezais. So they think it's probably a mistake. What he meant to say was that the Maharil, the Talmud probably slipped up. He was probably quoting, Maharil must have said that you have two kezaisim of the afikoyman, one kezai zechel pesach, one kezai zechel hagigas arba'osa. And our pesach used to bring a hagigas arba'osa. That's not the hagiga. The chagosam osa chag l'Hashem korban hagiga shlomim. Hagiga is a shlomim. The Tosefta quoted in the first paragraph of hagiga says gimel mitzvahs and the stavi yisol bali osam laregel on sholos shagolim pesach shavasukas. Every Jewish person is obligated to participate in three korbanos. Three korbanos. One is Ria, one is Chagiga, and one is Simcha. So Ria is Oilos Ria. Korban Oilos Ria. So you can have an oil you don't eat. So you can have 5,000 people join, become shutfim on one Oilos Ria, if they want to be cheap about it. They want to save money. If you have money to burn, so bring your own Oilos Ria, and they burn it on the Mizbech. And if you're wealthier, so bring 25 Oilos Ria. And even though there's a machlekes b'sham and b'sila, if you're permitted to shecht or ilasriya on yantik, because nobody eats it, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. And the pasuk says, "Acha shiach lochal nevshu levad yosal lachem." The Gemara says, "Lachem v'lo lagavoya." So maybe it means that you're not allowed to be makriv in ilasriya. So b'sham hold, you're not allowed to be makriv in ilasriya on yantif. That's not called lachem. That's called lagavoya. You're not allowed. And we pasuk like b'sila that you, so according to b'sham, you don't bring the ilasriya till chalamoy. And if it's Shavuos, then there is no Chalamoy. So then you breed after. So Yom Tvach, the day after, Ishvachag, the day after Shavuos, according to Bisham, it was a big day, that they would bring all the Oil Sriya on that day. And according to Basil, you bring it on Yontav, the Oil Sriya. So not only do we pass like Basil, you're allowed to do a Maloch on Yontav to bring the Oil Sriya. If the fellow's wealthy and he wants to bring 25 Oil Sriya, Yishkimach Nisyad, the Kivir, Kesav Sham, Okechon, Shinon, Samach. So it's even Deicha Yontav, they committed to Shech 25 Eilos Riyah on Yontav. How are they going to do it? Millions of people come to Be'er L'Regel. Some are going to be 5,000 people who are saving money. This wealthy guy, he wants to bring 25 Eilos Riyah. Then there are going to be 100 people joining together to bring one Eilos Riyah. There's no halacha that every single Jew has to bring his own Eilos Riyah. So Nachum, so what are the three korbanos? The Eilos Riyah, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shechit has to be on Pesach Shavuos. It can't be Balayla. You can't Shech Karbonis Balayla. So you have to wait to Shech it in the daytime. So the Chagigas, Pesach Shavuos has to be Nishchat on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkos. Chagigas HaBosa, that's a Machlokes in the Gemara, Machlokes HaTanoim. Whether that's a Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. What is that all about? Why do you need another Chagiga on Erev Pesach? That's in order that the Pesach should be Nechal ala Sova. You're not supposed to eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal because it's a unique din in Korban Pesach in Yisrael Shvira Setzim. It doesn't apply to any other Korbanis. any other karbanas that you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to break the bones and suck out the marrow inside the bones. And Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to. Etzem lo shish brubo. Why? Because the wealthy people are so rich, they don't break the bones to suck out the marrow. They leave over a little bit. So to leave over, you're not allowed to. Lo shisir men adbeke, you're not allowed to leave over. So the Torah made a din. You're not allowed to break any bones of the Korban Pesach. That's kapzanish. That's poor people who can't afford it. They only eat meat once a year, three times a year, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. They eat meat. So then they're going to be eager to break the bones and to suck out the marrow as well. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Esma Sishburba. But the fellow hasn't had meat since 6 months ago. The last time he had meat was on Sukkot. He can't afford all year long. All year long he has milchiks. He can't afford that fleishiks. So we're afraid that on Pesach night he's going to be so eager to eat the Korban Pesach, he's going to break the bones. So Mishum Zer, Mishum Shvira Setzem, that's how Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, like Tesis and Pesachim Daf Ayin Amin Aleph. Quotes Yerushalmi that the reason why they introduced Chagigas HaBa'aser is in order that no one should violate Shvira Setzem in the Korban Pesach. So you bring the three Korbanos that you bring on Shalosh Regalim, Ariya Chagiga and Simcha. The Riyah is Oilas Riyah, nobody eats it. And it's a machlek, it's b'shamim, b'sil, b'shamim, say lachem v'lo l'gavoy. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov, you have to shecht it on Chol HaMoed. If it's Shavuot, you have to shecht it Yom Tovach, the day after. The day after, everybody's going to be shechting their Oilas Riyah. The din is you have the, Shavuot is one day, so you have the next 6 days. Shavuot is both a week and Shavuot is a day. So when you get to Issam Malocha, it's only a day. When you get to the Masafim, it's only one day. You can't bring the Masafim the day after Shavuos. But when you get to the Oilas Riyah, you have up until 6 days following Shavuos. That's why Mitzvah the Mim Niyamim, Mitzvah the Mim Nishavuot. The Gemara says a Chagiga. When we tell Sfira, there's a steer between the two Psukim. Torah describes the Mitzvah of Sfira Saimer in Parshas Emor. Then the Torah describes in the Parshas Re'eh. So one Parsha says, Shiva Shavuos Tispalochi, you should count 7 weeks. If you count 7 weeks, then you kaver Shavuos as a week. And then it says, Tisparu Chamishim Yom, you count 50 days, you count 49 days, and you establish Shavuos. Whatever the unit is that you're counting, so Shavuos is Nikva, that as that kind of a holiday. So the Gemara says, Chagiga, Shavuos is both a week and a day. So it's a week when you get to the Oilas Riyah. And it's a day when you get to the Issa Malocha, and it's a day when you get to the Korbanos HaMasof. You only bring it on that day. So the Shalmei Chagiga, you have to be a Bala Korban in Shalmei Chagiga. You don't necessarily have to eat the Shalmei Chagiga. You have to, either if you're wealthy and you have enough people to eat it, you can bring your own Shalmei Chagiga, and bring 25 Shalmei Chagiga. Or if you can't afford it, say, join together with another 5,000 people and they'll all be shut from one Shalmei Chagiga. You don't have to eat anything. But the third korban is simcha, shalmei simcha, that you're supposed to eat. That you don't have to be a shutif in the korban. Shalmei chagiga, you have to be the bala korban. You have to pay to be a shutif, at least a shutif, or it should all be yours. But the shalmei simcha, that doesn't have to be yours. Let's say a Yisrael brings a korban chatas. He can't bring a korban chatas on yontif. But that's a big korban chatas on Chol HaMoed. So the Kohanim will eat the basa. So the Mishnah says in the Chagiga, the first pair, Kohanim ayetzim and dechay basam, the dechay bas simchas Chol HaMoed, also the dechay simcha, the yotze by eating the chatos vashomas that the Israelim bring on Chol HaMoed. Doesn't have to be that it was offered l'shem pashim shah. Doesn't have to be offered l'shem shlomim. As long as they eat bisar karbonis. Ain't simcha le bisar karbonis. So those are the three korbanos you have to bring on every one of the Shalosh Regalim. Riyah, Chagiga, Simcha, Chagiga, Sarba, Osar, Chagiga, and Er Pesach is in order that the Pesach should be Nechal al Sova, that no one should be misled into violating Shvir HaSetzim. So that's a machloikis, but the Chagiga, Sarba, Osar is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. We pass against only the Rabbanon. It's only instituted with the Rabbanon. Whenever you bring a Shlomim, it's a korban and a Torah. But the obligation to bring it is only with the Rabban. Once you bring it, it's a korban deraisa. So again, the Rosh is the one who came up, and the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rosh in Hilchas when it has all the dinim of the Seder. The Rosh came up with this Einfall, you have to eat two kizesim of matzah when you say hamotzi al achilas matzah, one kezayis when the two shlemas, that's for Sudas Yontif, Zechel Amon, and then one kezayis when the prusa, that's lachamani, that's the mitzvah matzah. Then you have one kezayis of matzah and one kezayis of mora for koirach, Zechel Migdash Kihilo. And then you have the Maharil, quoted by the Talmud, and Drushas Maharil, he didn't write it himself, he didn't write the Talmud, he says you need two kizesim of matzah. So the way it says in Maharil is Zecha the Karban Pesach, that they ate two kizesim. So then I said, Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, since when did they eat two kizesim? They think that it's a misprint. Not a misprint, that the Talmud slipped and he wrote incorrectly. He really meant to say, the Maharil probably said, that it's a Zecha the Pesach and a Zecha the Chagiga. They brought two different Kabbalahs. The Chagiga Sabasa, which was the Rabbanan, we Paskans the Rabbanan. So everybody first had a kezayis of the chagigas abos, and then they had a kezayis of the karban pesach. The pesach was nechal al asav, but to make sure that you wouldn't violate the prohibition of shvira sets. So that's what the achrenim amatziah. That's probably what the Maharil said, and the Talmud made a mistake. Till the Chazanish came along, so the Chazanish said, "Why is it a mistake?" The Maharil was probably quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Yit tu kezayis." The Rambam understood the pesach is nechal al hasova. Doesn't mean al hasova. You have to eat it in the end of the meal because of Shvira Setzim. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi. Tosfos and Daftar, Ayin Omer Aleph in Sochim quotes that from the Yerushalmi. The Rambam writes differently. From Pesach, you have to eat two kezesim kedei lizboa mimenu. There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, there's a mitzvah of achilas mor, there's a mitzvah of achilas Pesach. So which was the most important of the three? So Bizman Shabbos, Megiddo Shoyakam, you had Korban Pesach, that was the most important. So you have to eat two kezesim to demonstrate that that's more important than the others. Where did that come from? Where did that idea, that attitude, that you eat more of it to demonstrate that that's the Ikar Mitzvah? So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla was a businessman in Europe. I think he had a shop, he was a shopkeeper, I think. And he wrote this long, elaborate commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigon. He invented the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigon. Sadigon wrote a poem that he intended to be recited on Shavuos in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah when they lay in the Aseres HaDibur. So he used to say Azharas. Azharas are piyutim, where they rattle off all the Taryag Mitzvahs, all the Azharas and the Torah. Rabbi Natan's brother-in-law also wrote Azharas. Tosfos quotes the Azharas of Rabbi Elio. Other Balei HaTosfos wrote Azharas. So the Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a piyut. So this businessman, Rabbi Yeruchim Perla, he figured out the secret to the whole piyut, that the piyut is listing off all the Taryag mitzvahs, and some of them are very unclear what mitzvah is he alluding to. So he wrote these three fat volumes, each one the size of a Baba Basra. And he has one line from the poem, and he has 10 pages to explain the one line. So he has the suggestion, where did the Rambam get this idea from? That he eat Korban Pesach, took his esim kedelis boa mimenu, he took his esim to demonstrate that the mitzvah achilas Korban Pesach is more important than achilas matzah, more important than achilas mar. So he says he got it from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah on a tiny seabor, they used to blow in the Beis HaMikdash, and Rosh Hashanah they commit to us to blow shofar, and tiny seabor they commit to us to blow chatzitzus. But in the Beis HaMikdash, both on Rosh Hashanah and on a tiny seabor, they blew both. Because the pasuk says, "B'chatzotzos kol shofar hariyu lifnei Hamelach Hashem." Lifnei Hamelach Hashem means in the Harbais. And the Harbais is whenever you have chatzotzos, you should have had shofar. Whenever you have shofar, you should have chatzotzos. You have what both. But on Rosh Hashanah, the ikar mitzvah hayom is b'shofar, so they would blow shofar and chatzotzos simultaneously, and then those blowing the chatzotzos would stop, and the ones blowing the shofar would blow longer. Kedei lo hadia. Shemitzvah sayyam shofar at a tiny seabor, they would blow shofar and chatzotzos simultaneously. Then the ones blowing the shofar would stop, and the ones blowing the chatzotzos would be chatzotzos marichas. Shemitzvah sayyam chatzotzos. So you see from the Mishnah that you marich, you have twice as long. You blow the chatzotzos twice as long on a tiny seabor, twice as long as the shofar. And the Rashani blow the shofar twice as long as the chatzotzos. The hadia to demonstrate that that's the ikar mitzvah sayyam. So that's what led the Rambam by parallel. That's what led the Rambam to understand that the Pesach Nechal Al HaSov doesn't mean eat it at the end of the meal. No, the Rambam says eat it in the beginning of the meal. Eat some at the end of the meal also. Kedei sheyishor tam korban Pesach befiv. But it's not because of Shvira Setzim at all. you want to demonstrate that the Ikar Mitzvah Sayyim is Korban Pesach. And then the Rambam says, what about Bizman Hazav? We don't have Korban Pesach, so we have a toss-up. We have Matzah and we have Marah. So the Gemara says, Matzah Bizman Hazav, the Reis, and Marah Bizman Hazav is only the Rabbanim. Marah Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim is only with the Rabbanim. Matzah is the Machloikas. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Machloikas HaMarayim. And the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, we all pass. And that Matzah Bizman Hazav is the Reis. So the Rambam understood the Gemara. In the end of Psochem has a Machloikas HaMarayim. The Mishnah says you should have Pesach at the end of the meal. And aim after Nachab Pesach, Afikoyim, you should need anything after you eat. The second is Tolmet to the Korban Pesach, the second Kazayas. So what about Bizman Hazav? Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. So you're not eating the Korban Pesach. Should you demonstrate that the Mitzvah Matzah is more important? It clearly is more important, because Mor Bizman Hazav is only Rabbanah, Matzah Bizman Hazav is their Eisim. But does the same inyan apply? You should demonstrate that it's more important to have extra. So the Rambam Paskin is like the Gemara says, yes. So we eat matzah in the beginning of the meal, then we eat marah, then we have another extra kazayis matzah at the end of the meal to demonstrate that the ikar mitzvah sachila today is the matzah as opposed to the marah. Because the marah is only the rabbanon, and the matzah is their eisim. So that's what the Maharil was quoted by his Talmud as saying, you should have five kazayisim, two kazayisim when you say Moitzi alachilus matzah. The Rosh said, "Ein los mitzvah chavilus chavilus." One kazayis for the sudas yontif, and one kazayis for the mitzvahs lechemayni mitzvahs matzah. Then you have one kazayis of matzah together with hilov, together with the maror bekricha achas kacha isa hilov. And then at the end, when you have dafi kaimen is zecher the korban pesach. That's how the Maharil says that they used to eat two kazaisim from the Korban Pesach. Two kazaisim. That's why it says in the Maharil, and that's the Rambam says like that. They eat two kazaisim. The Mishnah says, Hashem Shochel kazais yotze b'dievet. The Shamash only one who's the waiter, who's serving. So if he ate a kazais, then he walks out of the room, then he goes to the kitchen in order to bring more food. Whenever you have Shina Mokam, Eino Echel Echel B'Shem B'Kam, you're not allowed to have more than one achila on the Korban Pesach. So we pass Kanshina Makam Tzorach Levarach. Let's say a person is eating. If a person eats bread, then the Gemara has no din of Shina Makam. Because Birchas Hamazon on bread, Tzorach Levarach, Birchas Hamazon Bimkom on the same place that he ate the bread. So even if he ate bread, went to another location, he's supposed to go back to bench in the first place. So by Birchas Hamazon on bread, there's no din of Shina Makam that he should have to say another bracha, because it's considered as if it's all the hemshach of the original eating, because the Gemara says it's connected with this din, that Birchas Hamazon bread is tom brach lachar abim koma. But let's say a person is having a chicken, or he's having a fish, or he's having vegetables, and he started eating in one room, and then he walks out of the room, and he comes back, or he walks out of the room, and has to continue eating in the other room. So then the Gemara says, shishin imakim tzorach lebrach, you have to say a new brach on the new, just like if he would have had a hesach hadas. Just like if you would have had a Hesach Hadas and you decided that's it, you're not going to eat anymore. Then you change your mind, you want to eat more. So then once you have a Hesach Hadas, it's a new achila, you need a new brocha. So even if there was no Hesach Hadas, but you made a Shina Makan, I started eating in one room and I decided I want to continue eating in a different building, in a different room. We paskin that there were three klolim. Micheder, mipina lepina boso, cheder. Let's say you're at a wedding. So you set a moitzi over here and you want to continue eating in the other end of a gigantic hall. He said, I might say, in one end of the hall, you want to eat in the other end of the hall. Birchas Hamazon. Bread is done, brocha le'achar b'mkomo. So what's considered b'mkomo? So it's mipina l'pina b'osa cheder, that's called osa mokum. That's not called the shini mokum that you should require a new brocha. It's not called the shini mokum with respect to Birchas Hamazon. Passes tom brocha le'achar b'mkomo, that doesn't pose a problem. But mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis is called the shini makom, unless he had a mind. If he said a bracha in one room and he continues to continue eating, he plans to continue eating in the other room. He planned melechatchila to continue eating in the other room. Then it's not called shini makom. But if it's mibayis lebayis from one apartment to the other in the same building, or from one house to the other house, it's a totally different place. Then it's called the shini makom. And shini makom tzorach lebrach. So where did he get this idea from? That if you have a Shina Makam, it's considered a new achila needs a new bracha. So the Pashtun says that that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun on the level of Deraisa. That is the din by the Korban Pesach. That Ein Ha'echel Oichel B'Shnei Mekaymus. If you ate a Kazaisa of the Korban Pesach in one room and then you walked out, you can't continue to eat in the other room. That's the original din Deraisa, that it's considered a new achila. If you're in the same room and you're a shutif in the Korban Pesach, you can eat 10 Kazaisim of Korban Pesach. You want to eat the whole gigantic steak, so you can eat 10 Kazaisim. If you have a lot of shutfim in the Korban Pesach, so it's not fair. You're going to eat 10 kazesim. Each guy's going to just going to get 1.5 kazesim. That's not fair, unless you paid 10 times as much as they paid. Okay, but otherwise, you're stealing from them. You're cheating from the others. So the so there is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach. Ein ha'echol ha'echol b'shem b'kam. You can't have more than one achila. You can have more than one kazayas. But if you ate in one room and you left the room and you come back, or you want to continue eating in the other room, you can't eat b'shnei mekamis. Once you left the room, you come back in. So that's the Mishnah. Hashamish ochal kazayis yotza. The shamish is waiting on the people. He's going to the kitchen, walking back, in and out, in and out. So if you ate a kazayis, even though l'chatchila the minig of the din is that you eat two kazayisim, you eat kedele alasova means kedeles bo'amimen, you eat two kazayisim of the Korban Pesach. Yeah, you eat two kazaisim if you're in the same location. But if the shamish ate one kazais, then he walked into the kitchen, then he comes back in, then he's already made a shina makam. He's not allowed to have a second achila from the Korban Pesach. And the din derabbanan, that if you make a shina makam, you have to say another bracha, birchas hanenin, that's called the tikkun rabbanan, kein deraisa tikkun, that's patterned after the din deraisa of Korban Pesach. They ain't ho'echel ho'echel b'shnei mekamis. You cannot, no one is allowed to have two achilas of the Korban Pesach. You can only have one achila. One achila means both some mokum. You can eat as many kazaisim as you want, provided you're not cheating from the other shutfim, and not stealing from the other shutfim. But you can't ein ha'echa locha b'shnei mekamis is considered new achila. So nachamo. So let's go again. So Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim came up with this idea. Hekeri l'tinoikis is the explanation why you have karpas right after kiddush. That's not the reason why they instituted karpas. They instituted karpas in order to be able to say Bar Pri Adama, because you can't say on the maror. You can't say on the maror. If you say on the maror, you have to have two kazaisim. You have to have one kazais of maror for the bichas anenim, Bar Pri Adama, and one kazais of maror for the mitzvah of maror. So it's a bitter enough that people don't want to eat two kazaisim. So they instituted, you should say Ho Adama on the karpas. And you have to eat the karpas before hamoitzi. If you're going to eat it after hamoitzi, it says zvam haboy machmas asud, and the maror doesn't taste good. That's going to be shaloy machmas asud. So you can't say bar padoma on the karpas after hamoitzi. So you have to say hadoma on the karpas before hamoitzi. And if it's going to be after gual yisrael, after the second cup of wine before hamoitzi, there was going to be the hakeru the tinok, because the kids will already go to sleep before. So that's why the hakeru the tinok is the reason why the gemara says that reason. That's the reason why they moved up the karpas so early, right after Kiddush, as opposed to after the second cup of wine. But the real reason that they instituted it was because chavilus, chavilus. And Tosafot disagrees. That's ridiculous, they say. We say Kiddush and Abdullah all the time. So the Netziv says, apparently, Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds that the Bar Pi Hagafen, the Rabbanan, was instituted. That's an integral part of the Bracha Lakos. It's not considered as if you're doing two things. He's saying Brechas Hanenen on the coast, and you're also saying Kiddush or Havdalah on the coast. The Bar Pi Hagafen is considered part and parcel of the Kiddush and of the Havdalah. We had a Tosfos, I think we discussed it. Tosfos says that you have to sit for Havdalah. Where was that Tosfos? Here, Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, the Tosfos hold Ein Beis Havli Panui. Tosfos says when you say Havdalah, everybody has to sit. The one who's saying Havdalah and the one who's being Yotze has to sit. So the Birchas Roish, Rabosher Tiktin, Rabosher was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Valojana. He gave Shurim and Valojana Yeshiva during the lifetime of Rab Chaim Valojana. And they have a Shurim on Nedorim, on Nozir, the Birchas Roish on Nozir. Now the Birchas Rosh on Brachas, and the Birchas Rosh on Nozir has a lot of Haggoyas, because there are a lot of misprints in the Tosfos on Nozir. So the corrections that the Tikkuni Ta'uyas is printed in the back of his own Nishatz. And the Chidushim that he has, that's printed in a separate Sefer. Rabosha, the Talmud Rav Chaim Vilna, he's the one who wrote the Keserosh, the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Vilna. Just like one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon wrote the Maaser Rav, all the Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon. So this Talmud Rav Asher wrote all the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Vilna, that's called the Keserosh, because his name was Rav Asher, so he called it Rosh. So the Bichas Rosh has on that Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramah quotes this Tosfos that when you say Havdalah, everybody has to sit. And some in Yeshivas, everybody sits. So he says that that's a joke. He says they're sitting by Havdalah because the meaning used to be that everybody drank the Havdalah wine, just like by Kiddush. Everybody has a little sip of the wine. Mikra din, you don't have to have. As long as one person drank the wine, everybody said the Kiddush. But the meaning is everybody wants to have a little bit from the Koshal Bracha. So that's what Tosfos says. If they all want to be Yotze with the Berkei HaGofen. So the Mishnah says that you don't allow Shemei Kohen HaBrichas HaNenin. You have to have only if Yoshvu Kolechem Baruch Liatzmo. That's the Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. If everybody is invited, all the guests are invited to my home to eat, to participate in having a big meal. So if it's Yoshvu, they're all, Hoyu Yoshvim, the last two lines are Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Hoyu Yoshvim, everybody's sitting around the table. Kolechem Baruch Liatzmo, everybody has to have his own bracha, Amoitzi. A sebu, if they're eating, they have sebu, that's bikvias, is echem baruch lukulam. How come echem baruch lukulam? I don't allow shemei kohen in connection with eating food. I didn't ask you to eat the sandwich. You're eating the sandwich. I'm eating the sandwich myself. I'm eating the sandwich. So it's not right that I should rely on someone else's bracha. It's not before, not after. But if he sebu, it's not that he's moitzi me with the shemei kohen. The whole chabura offers one hamoitzi. And if Heisebu, the same Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos Heisebu, says that it's relevant not only for the Hamoitzi, this then Heisebu is relevant also for the bench and Mizuman. You can only bench Mizuman if Heisebu. If they were all ate together, because the Mizuman in the days of the Mishnah, only the Mizamin would recite the benching. The others wouldn't say any bracha at all. So, and you don't allow Shemei Kohen by Brichas Hamozen. I ate myself. I didn't ask you to eat this sandwich. I ate myself to say my own bracha. So when you have Bichas HaMazon B'mezumen, when they bench B'mezumen, it's considered the whole Chabur is offering one bracha together. So that's what Tosfos says, that B'zman is that we don't have a Seba. The Yeshiva did not get a Seba the two. If everybody's sitting around the table, it's good. So that's what Tosfos writes, Amem Gimel Amud Aleph, the long Tosfos, Ha'olam B'Esav B'Yafanoi, the minig used to be by Havdalah. We don't have that minig. Minig used to be by Havdalah. Everybody has a sip of wine, and you have to have Hey Sebu, and if not, and this man is there, you should be the donkey Sebu to do. So we require everybody should be sitting, not to be moitzi them with Havdalah. To be moitzi with Havdalah, you don't have to be sitting. That's Shemei Kohen. Shemei Kohen does apply in Havdalah. Shemei Kohen doesn't apply on the Bar Piagofen of the Havdalah. So that's why you need everybody should sit. That's the Tosfos. So this man is there, we don't have the meaning that everybody sips the Havdalah. Everybody takes a sip of the Havdalah. So you don't have to, you don't require that everybody should sit. That's where they quote him in the Vilna Gaon. He used to stand for Havdalah. Because already in the days of the Vilna Gaon, they didn't have the meaning anymore. So the Chazon Ish asks on this Tosfos, what do you mean? That you need Haseba to be Moitzi, the others want to sip the wine for Havdalah. But the Gemara says that the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, I could be Moitzi someone else, Yotza Moitzi. Even I already said Kiddush. I'm not drinking wine at all. I'm saying the Bar Piagofen only for the other person. I can say Kiddush and Havdalah for the other person, even though I don't need, I already was Yotze Kiddush, I already was Yotze Havdalah. He said Yotze Moitzi. Kol Yisrael Arei Mezebezeh makes it, and I'm still Mechui B'Dovus. I can say the Kiddush to be Moitzi you. I can say Havdalah to be Moitzi you. So the Gemara says, not only can I say the Kiddush to be Moitzi you, I can say the Bar Piagofen also, even though I'm not drinking the wine. I already made Kiddush, I already had the Suda Shabbos, I already benched, I finished. Now I'm going to say Bar Piagofen and Kiddush to be Moitzi you. So not only to say Yotze Moitzi and the Kiddush, even say Yotze Moitzi and the Bar Piagofen, even though I'm not drinking the wine. So you see that you don't Haseba doesn't make sense if I'm not drinking the wine. Haseba only helps if we're all drinking together. So the whole Chabur has to offer one Bar Piagofen. The Gemara says Haseba only helps on Pas and Yai. That's on Mem Gimla and Aleph, starting from the fourth line on the Daf. Fifth line on the Daf. This Mishnah that if they say Bechem Avrachu Kulam only works in Pasa Yain, and by others it doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? So the two of the Shanim say, Gemara machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. What does it mean it doesn't work? Does it mean that you can never be mitzi someone else? Let's say they're having a party, they're having ice cream. But they're having a party, they're drinking Coca-Cola. So you say, you can never be mitzi someone else, even with hasebu. Anything other passing, I can never be mitzi someone else, that's one shita. Or no, you can be mitzi the other person, shemeh kaina, even if not hasebu. So those are the two lashonos of Gemara. You can't say it depends on hasebu, but that's for sure not. Other thing other than pasan yain, so it's the hasebu is irrelevant. It's only relevant by pasan yain. So what's the din by an ice cream party, or by a beer party, or by a Coca-Cola party? So one opinion in the Gemara, two lashonos in the Gemara. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. Which lashon to paskin, like the Mechaber quotes the two opinions. Machlok is two lashonos in the Gemara. Whether you say, I can always be moitzed the others with shahakal of ice cream, even though they're not hesebu, even though they're not yashu biyach or oisan, you can never be moitzed the other one, period. You can't be moitzed at all. But you can't say that it depends on hesebu. So that's what said the Chazon Ish was bothered. The Gemara says that the bar piagof enough kiddush, I can be moitzed the other person even if I'm not drinking. Why? Because it's considered as if it's an integral part of the kiddush. Just like you say, I'm on the Kiddush, Yotza Maitzi, so on the Bar Piagof, and on the Kiddush also Yotza Maitzi. So why did Tesis Mem Gimel say that by Havdalah? That's what Chazon Ish says. He doesn't understand. Why did Tesis say that by Havdalah? You have to dafke have, everyone should be sitting. Why do you have to be sitting? You can be Maitzi the others even if you're not drinking the wine at all. So why do you have to be sitting? It's not that the whole Chabur is drinking together. I'm not drinking at all, and I can say the Bar Piagof for you. That's what the Chazon Ish said. He doesn't understand Tosfos. So we said that Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that there's a difference between the Bar Piagof and the Kiddush, Bar Piagof and Rav Havdalah. By Kiddush, Bar Piagof is an integral part of the Kiddush. But Havdalah, it's only a Bichas HaNenen. It's not part of the Havdalah. It's not part of the Havdalah. The Magen Avraham quotes the Chuvas Rashi from Likutei Pardes. He didn't have the original Pardes. He only had the abridged form. Likutei Pardes, the bridge form of the Tshuvas of Rashi, written over by the Talmidim. So in the Likutei Pardes, they have the Tshuva, a person came into Havdalah late. One saying, Havdalah already said, Hine Kel Yishuvah, so he said, Bar Piagof, and he said, Bar Mariyash. He didn't say, Bar Minim Psalmim yet. Or he didn't say Havdalah yet. Let's say he walks in right before Havdalah. And all he heard was the last bracha. So Rashi says, but the Eved Yoytze, that the other brachas are not really part of the Havdalah. And Havdalah just consists of the Mavde Mikodesh Lachov, that last paragraph, and everything else, the Bar Piagof, is a Bichas HaNenef for the one who's going to drink it. So Rab Chaim said, Rab Soloveitchik said, Rab Chaim said, he's not so convinced that Rashi would say the same by Kiddush. He said, maybe by Kiddush, if he came in late, he just heard the bracha, all the whole bracha, maybe you wouldn't be yotze. Maybe the Bar Piagof and the Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. Only the Bar Piagof, my Abdullah, is only a Bichas HaNenef. So we say like that, a difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. Then the Chazon Ish's Kasha and Tosfos is Meyushel. He was asking for the Gemara by Kiddush. This is talking about Abdullah. So Abdullah, maybe they hold like Rashi. Bar Piagof is only for Betoris Bichas HaNenef. But by Kiddush, it would be an integral part of the Kiddush. The Netziv came to answer, Tosfos Kasha, against Rav Yosef Tuvelim. Rav Tuvelim says, if you say Bichas HaNenen, and you say Bichas HaMitzvah, and the same Maror, and the same Kazayas Maror, it would be a violation of Chavidus. Tosfos says, what is he talking about? What do you do with Kiddush? You say Bar Piagof, and then you say Kiddush, you say Baruch HaLakos. So the Netziv came to defend Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, so he said, maybe Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds that the Rabbi Agaf and HaKiddush and Havdalah is an integral part of the Bracha Lakos. Okay, you can say that, but Tosfos clearly holds by Havdalah that it's not so. Tosfos doesn't agree with that. Tosfos clearly doesn't agree. Tosfos were the ones who asked the Kasha against Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim maybe holds that the Rabbi Agaf is an integral part. It's not called two Brachas Alakos, one Brachas Anenen Alakos, and you're using the same wine to serve as the Chefta Shal Mitzvah for the Bichas HaNenem, to serve as the Chefta Shal Mitzvah for the Kiddush HaLakos, or the Havdalah HaLakos. Maybe that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim and the Baalei HaTosfos. Anyway, these are famous topics. famous time. So this Tosfos about Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim with Chavilus Chavilus is much more bariches than the last parak in Pesach and Arbi Pesach. Here they quoted Bikitza. The bottom Tosfos Hakamot of Pesach, they quoted Bikitza, the Chavilus Chavilus, and then the Taina, what's with Kiddush. You see, the Bar Pirgofen doesn't create a problem. The Akiddush, Mavachim Kiddush, Abichus Hayayin, and that's not a problem. Yeah, by wedding, it's a machlokes harishonim. They need a separate cup of wine for the bichas erusin and for the bichas nisuin. What does it mean you need a separate cup? You can use the same cup. It means the chasen kalah should take a sip after the bichas erusin, before he says harayat, and then they should pour in a little more wine. So that's like a second cup of wine. If you hold that there's no issue of chavilos chavilos, then you say bichas erusin, you say bichas nisuin. And then he gives the ring at the end, and they don't take a sip until the very end. So they're killing two birds with one stone. They had the Bichas Eris and Alakos, and Bichas Nisu and Alakos. And it was all the same cuss, Eris and Nisu. So we don't do like that. We say Bichas Eris, and they take a sip. And then if you want, you can pour some more wine into that cup. You pour in more wine, that'll be Misak and the Pegima, won't be Ein Pogam anymore. And it's considered a new cup of wine. No halacha that you need after a second cup of wine. Halacha is after drink the wine and be clean. And the Bar Pirgofen by a Sheva Brachas, that's a machloikis in the Knesset Sagdailo. That's a machloikis in Taisvis. That's a machloikis in Taisvis and also in Arvi Psochim. They need two different cups of wine, one for benching, one for the Sheva Brachas. Or do you say everything on one cup of wine? What's the machloikis? Machloikis is it a longer form of benching? Benching usually has four brachas, Hazana Sakol, Allah Tzalamos, and Rachim Noah, and Ateva Meiti usually has four brachas. And now with the Chasana, the Surah's Chasana, so you have another six brachas. And the Sheva brachas, another six brachas, and the Bar Pirgofen. So it's really, that's how the Rambam is mashman with the brachas. When he quotes the dinim of the Sheva brachas, so he says, all year long benching has four brachas, through Ateva Meiti, and by the Chasana it has ten brachas. So it sounds like he's describing a longer form of Bichas Amos. Another Poskim hold, no, they're two different units. There's Bichas Amos and Alakos is one thing, and then you have the Bichas Nisun, the Sheva Brachas of the Bichas Nisun. So then you should really need two different cups of wine. And you should say Bar Pirgofen twice. At the end of the benching, we usually say Bar Pirgofen before Kiddushin, before Havdalah. That's Machlekes Bisham and Bisilum. But the Tosfos explains why Birchas Hamazon is an exception to the rule. When you get to the Olamai Chasreinu, so they should drink the one cup of wine. And then they should fill another cup of wine and say the second unit, the Sheva Brachas Alakos, they say Bar Pirgofen first. But under the Chuppah, the rabbi says Bar Pirgofen, then he says the next six Brachas. So we don't do that. We don't drink the first cup. We have two different cups of wine by a Sheva Brachas. One cup the Bench Alakos, and one cup you say Sheva Brachas Alakos, but we don't say Bar Pirgofen in the middle. The different opinions, the Knesset HaGdolah and Ebenezer, quotes the Machlokes. So somehow the Imam is two different units, so you say Birchas Hamazon Alakos, you get to the Olamai Chasen, you say Bar Pirgofen, and you drink the cup. Then you fill another cup, and you say Bar Pirgofen first, and you say the next six Brachas, and all the other Brachas Alakos, you say the Bar Pirgofen first. And benching Alpi Pashtus is the one exception to the rule. Tais explain why. It says Bar Pirgofen at the end. There was such a practice. We don't do that. We have on two different cups of wine. We save the Bar Pirgofen until the end of the Sheva Brachas. We go the Chumrah in both directions. Maybe it's two different units and you need a separate cup of wine. Maybe it's one unit and it's really a longer form of Birchas Hamazon. So then you don't say Bar Pirgofen in the middle of the Birchas Hamazon after the Yom HaChasrein and before the six Brachas. If it's a longer form of benching. So we go the Chumrah in both directions. You have two different cups of wine, one for the Birchas Hamazon Alakos and one for the Sheva Brachas. And then we say the Bar Pirgofen until the very end. And to be machma that maybe the six additional brachas are an extension of the Birchas Hamazon. So you shouldn't say Bar Pirgofen in the middle of the benching, you should say it at the end. So that we discussed, I think, all this until now, all business. This is all Chazar. This is Chazar. What was the Shir? What?
Number four.
Okay. Good. Then the Gemara says, He took lechemish and he only cut one of them. You have the two and you only cut one. What does it mean? So the Rashba learns he cut both. He's disagreeing with what Rav Kana's practice. Rav Kana no cut tarti, but tzachoda. He held the two when he said amoitzi, and he only cut one. You yotzi lechemishna when you hold it when you say amoitzi. You don't have to eat both of them. And Rav Zera says, no, but tzachoda sheirusa, you have to cut both. The one that you don't cut is considered as if you never used it for the lechemishna. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi, akula sheirusa, nobody said you have to cut both. Everybody holds like Rav Kana. No, katarti batza chodom. But batza kum sheirusa, instead of slicing off a slice of challah from the end of the challah, you cut a big piece of challah, cut into the middle of the challah to demonstrate the shum chaviv is hamitzi, you plan to eat a lot of challah. So those were the two pshatim in the Gemara. Batza akula sheirusa. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, the Maaser Rav, he was always machmer for that opinion, to cut both challahs. And he said, that's what it means. In the Zohar, he said, the Hasidim make a mistake. The Hasidim, when they say Hamoitzi on Shabbos, they have Lechem Mishnah, then they have another 10 Chalas on the table. Because the Zohar says you should have 12 Chalas, Echadol Lechem Aponim. He used to bake the 12 Lechem Aponim on Friday, and then they would say, and then they would put them on the Shulchan on Shabbos, then they would take it off next Shabbos, and it didn't get stale. So we want to make a zecher to the lechem upon him, so we should have 12 chalas when we say Moetzi on Shabbos. So that's what it says in the Zohar. So the Vilna Gaon said that he thought it was a mistake. He thought that what it means is you should have 12 chatzoyim. On Friday night you have two chalas and you cut both. Shabbos morning you have two chalas, you cut both. Shabbos Shuvah you have two chalas, you cut both. So you have two and two is six, you cut both. So you have 12 half chalas. So he thought that was a misprint, it was a mistake in the manuscript. It shouldn't say 12 chalas, it should say 12 chatzoyim. Because b'tziruf this gemar, batzah kol sheirusa means you have to cut the both chalas. Chalas that you don't cut is considered as if it was still in the bakery, as if you never had it on the table. So that's the gemar, batzah kol sheirusa. I think one says, merci kirab sanusa, if you're going to cut both chalas, you're going to cut such a big piece. The Gemara says, nah, it's not a problem. Merci kirab sanus. It doesn't look like such a chaza. Amalei, so he answers, kivin kol yoyma loy ko'ovid. Hachi v'idna ko'ovid lo mischazi kirab sanus. Muta. It's not a problem. Yeah. Then we have it in the top of Daf Mem. We left that a little bit. We'll have to go again. I'll go back again. Then we have at the top of Daf Mem, what's the din? He's not allowed to be mafsik between hamoitzi and the swallowing of the food. Even chewing is not enough. Achrayim say you don't say a bracha when you're chewing, you only say a bracha when you swallow. So many people have the practice, they put the challah in their mouth, they start to chew it, and then they talk before they swallow. So the classical poskim shulchan say that's not right. He mentioned the Rashash and the Dorim defends the practice that maybe the chewing is the haskalah of the swallowing. Maybe it's not so big. But the poskim and shulchan aruch say that it's a hefsek. Until you swallow, you're not muhiv to say a bracha. So you're not allowed to talk. So what if he was talking in between hamoitzi and the swallowing of the bread? He says, tul baruch, please take it. He sees some of the guests at the table are not taking any challah. So he says, please take them some challah. So he's mafsik in between the bracha hamoitzi and the eating of the challah. So the Gemara says, it's not such a big hefsek. Then it's okay, but he should make the announcements before he says amoitzi, or he says havi melech havi lifton. He wants to dip the challah into salt. He wants to dip the challah into some kind of a mayonnaise dressing. So if he says havi melech havi lifton, please bring some mayonnaise or something. So that's not called a hefsek, because that's letzorah habrach. Or the Vilatui, prepare from food and give it to the animals to eat, because we learn from a pasuk that also Lord Mshiach will come sheet to Michael Behemta, and I say it is a bit of Behemta, one of the Chalta Vesavota. So, but the everything Mara says not have some. Chatkhili, you shouldn't talk. The Chatkhili shouldn't, you shouldn't make these announcements after. You go to a wedding, so a lot of times, Sadi Kedushin says the bracha, Karasham Sadi Chupali Kedushin, and everybody has a sip of wine. Then he says, let me see the ring. Then he starts showing the ring to the Edom. This is Shavapruta. Then he asks the Edom, are you related to each other? He's mafsik everything in between the Birchas Erusin and the giving of the ring. The Rambam says the Birchas Erusin is the Birchas HaMitzvah, and you have to say the Ovel HaSiyosim, Ovel means immediately before you give the ring. You shouldn't dilly-dally. All the questions that you want to ask, they should ask before. But a lot of times, anyway, in the Masad HaKadushin, say to Bracha, then you call up the Yadim afterwards. That's for sure not right. The Yadim should be there, and the Rabbi should give all the drushes that he wants in advance. Is it Shavu Pruta, and did you pay with your own money? Whatever silly questions he wants to ask, ask everything in advance. It shouldn't be mafsik in between the Birchas Erusin and the giving of the ring. This Gemara, Tol Baruch, and Havi Mayim, Havi Melech, Havi Liftan, this is B'diyevet. Kvilatur, this is B'diyevet, it's not Hefsek. But L'chatchili should avoid this too. Shouldn't be mafsik. Then the Gemara says, Leis den tzarech boishesh. If the challah is delicious, then you don't need any salt. You don't have to dip it into any salad dressing. If it's delicious the way it is, you don't need anything in addition. And in fact, the Ramah says the minig is on Pesach night. The matzahs are usually delicious, so you don't put salt on the matzah. So all year long, we miss all of our bread. We have delicious bread. The bread is delicious. They bake the bread with the salt in it already. You have to dip this. What do you have to dip the bread in? More salt. The bread tastes delicious the way it is. So that's what the Gemara says. You don't have to have. You don't have to put more salt in. Taisus quotes a medrash. Ben Menachem Ahi Medak Demiyan B'Havi Melech Al Shulchan Kedisa B'Medrash. The top Taisus Amem Amen Aleph. Who this Rabbeinu Menachem? He's the same one they quoted from Rabbeinu Menachem from Vienna. I don't know. The bottom Taisus is Rabbeinu Menachem from Vienna. Sounds like it. He only learned one daf in Shas. I don't know. He only attended class once a year. Okay, like some of the students in Yeshiva. Yeah. So you only have what to say on Lama Tesson base and Mem Amaral. Okay. So he says that you have to put the salt and the liftan and the salad dressing on the challah. That's if it doesn't taste good without it. If it tastes delicious, leistein tzarech boishesh. You don't have to dip it into the salt. But that you have salt on the table, that you should always have. Why? Because you say, so yoshem ala shulchan, they're sitting around the table. Amamtinim zeh sezeh shiit v'yideyem. And they're waiting till all going to gather together, wash until it's a dime, then say hamoitzi. And then someone's going to say hamoitzi to be moitzi everybody. So that's not really right. There's a big bittul Torah. They should have salt on the table to be made. They don't really have to dip the matzah. You have to dip the challah into the salt. The challah and the matzah taste delicious the way it is. So it's a Gemara quote that the matzahs are always delicious, so you don't have to... You have to put it in salt. And usually our challahs are delicious also because they bake it with salt. Everybody has the salt built into it. Mm-hmm. Here, the last line in the Tosfos on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Mevorach Al Haptis in the Potos Hashleimim. We have a klal hilchus of kibasroim. We paskan like the later amaroim, because they took everything into consideration. They took into consideration everything their predecessors had to say, and they came up to a maskana. So Tosfos writes, that's when the goyim this hilchus of kibasroim is from the goyim, and this also dafke ba amaroi basroi. I mean, in hilchus of kibasroim from the abai v'rav of the elach in the earlier generation, you don't say hilchus of kibasroim. Earlier generation, they were just interested in talking and learning. But Abai v'Rav v'Elach, they were interested in being covered what the Pesach Halacha is. So then, by the Amaroi Basroi, then you say that they took everything into consideration, and they really meant Halacha L'maisa, this is the way you should do. What did Taisa make a Kal v'Chomer? Rabbi Yechanan, Halachi Rabbi Yechanan, The Gemara says, whenever there's a machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases we paskin like Reish Lakish. What does it mean? The Pasha Pshat, they used to write about this years ago, before I was born, the Rabbanim in America used to write. I thought the Pasha Pshat was that in the later generations, when they were deciding what the din should be, so they took a vote on every issue, and it turned out majority always agreed with Rabbi Yechon. Not that they said, "Ooh, we're always going to pass like Rabbi Yechon because he was bigger than Rish Lakish." In the later generations, they raised all the issues, every single machlokes, they took a vote, and it always turned out like that, that the majority always had about Rabbi Yechon. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon was bigger than Rish Lakish. But not that we're voting like Rabbi Yechon because he was bigger than Rish Lakish. We're voting on each issue separately, and it turns out like that. But the dinner was always like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases that they thought that Rish Lakish was right. So Tosis says, so there's a klal, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, Halach, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Halach, Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon were learned by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi at the same time. The Gemara says all three, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, they all learned by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi at the same time. So Rabbi Yechon, Allah, Rabbi Yechon, and certainly Rabbi Hunem, Shoei Talmidu Shal Rab. If Rabbi Yechon, Allah, Rabbi Yechon, so certainly Rabbi Hunem, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Hunem should certainly be halachic Rabbi Yechon, because Rabbi Hunem was a Talmud of Rab. And Rabbi Yechon, Allah, Rabbi Yechon, so certainly more so, if it's Rabbi Yechon disagreeing with Rabbi Hunem, who is a Talmud of Rab, it should certainly pass like Rabbi Yechon. So that's what the Tosfos says. Yeah, the Mishnah Brewer said that he thinks that Rav and Rishon don't agree with the Rosh, that who requires two separate kezaisim, a kezais for Suras Yontem and a kezais for Matzah Lechemoni. Rav and Rishon hold that it's not two distinct mitzvahs. It's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of having Suras Yontem on Leil HaSeder requires that you should have Lechemoni. Lechemoni should constitute the Sudah. Not that there's a mitzvah of Suras Yontev, but there's another mitzvah of Matzah and Lechemani. Suras Yontev is the Lechemani. In order to fulfill a Suda. That's the Pashtus like that. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He thinks that many Rishonim disagree with the Rosh. They wouldn't require two different kezaisim. So it's no chavilas, chavilas. It's not that they're two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Suras Yontev on Leil HaSeder is that you should have Lechemani. Okay, so maybe tomorrow, when I was in Eretz Yisrael the last couple of days, I didn't have a chance to look in the Gemara Brochas at all, so I couldn't make the Bechina. But Belineder, I will try to make the Bechina for either for tomorrow or for this week. Everybody had a chance to Chaza? Enough time to Chaza. Good. Okay, so tomorrow we'll try to go back to. Good.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.